ಉಪದೇಶ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಗೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಪವರ್, ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಗೈಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಮಣ ಮಹರ್ಷಿ ದಟ್ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಕಾಂಟೆಂಪ್ಲೇಷನ್, ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್, ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎನ್ಕ್ವೈರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕಂಪೈಲಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಉಪದೇಶ ಶಕ್ತಿ, ಗೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಪವರ್. Teaching 1. To inquire who am I is the only remedy for all the ills of the world. It is also perfect bliss. Here are some explanations as to what this teaching does for us. People who are happy with their life and what is happening, for them that is well and good. But they may also want to know more about themselves to realize their true nature, the real blissful self. These people may feel, been there, done that, but I have no real lasting complete happiness or peace or satisfaction in life. They may feel that no matter what they acquire or accomplish, there is just that unhappiness lingering in the mind. And they may want to know the truth behind existence and reality, and to know and realize perfect bliss and their natural, eternal self for the sake of it. But there are also those who are unsatisfied with life, who want to escape from the miseries of their life, who want to be free from the shackles of the restless mind, who want to get rid of their bondage to the constantly changing world, and who seek lasting happiness and freedom from sorrow. All these people seek the guidance of a supreme sage who has achieved all of this, who is the personification of absolute equality, courage, and bliss, and who abides as the peaceful substratum of everything, the self of all. To offer superb and perfect guidance to these men and women, the great sage Sri Ramana Maharshi, who is the transcendental absolute reality, appears in a form and name and offers his amazing teachings, his powerful guidance. His every word, every phrase, every sentence is an Upanishad, the essence of Vedanta. And his direct and practical teaching that offers a perfect solution to end all the turmoils and afflictions of a person and realize one's true blissful nature, the real self, is as follows. To inquire who am I is the only remedy for all the ills of the world. It is also perfect bliss. All the problems of the world are thoughts in the mind. We know this because in deep sleep there are no thoughts, no mind. Therefore, there is no pain or suffering. But one wakes up, the ego rises, and immediately produces a multitude of thoughts and projects the world. Bhagavad Gita in chapter 13, verse 9, refers to Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi Dukha Doshanu Darshanam. It means seeing birth, death, old age, disease, sorrow, and evil in the world. It is because of the mind that one sees all these miseries. But if one wants to be free from all these miseries, should one know more about the world? Should one explore the universe and expand the mind infinitely? No, says Ramana Maharishi. He says, if you want to know more about yourself and why you're unhappy, find out who you are. That is, who the I is. Who is the I who is seeing the world and what is happening in it? Who is unhappy? This entity was not there in deep sleep. So the I is the cause of the thoughts about the world, the people, and its happenings. He says, if you want to get rid of your problems, go to the root of the problems. Find the cause of your problems and get rid of it. What is the use of exploring the world and engaging in endless discussions and disputations? Ramana Maharishi gives a beautiful example about the uselessness of exploring outside of oneself. Here it is. A child sees his own shadow and tries to hold the head of the shadow. As he bends and puts out his arm, the head moves further. The child struggles more and more. The mother, seeing the struggle, pities the young one. So she takes hold of the young one's hand and keeps it on his own head and tells the child to observe the head of the shadow caught in the hand. Similarly with the ignorant practicer to study the universe. Thus Ramana Maharishi explained. The universe is only an object created by the mind and has its being in the mind. It cannot be measured as an exterior entity. One must reach the self in order to reach the universe. So says Ramana Maharishi. Also, in Kaivalya Navanita, which is a text recommended by Ramana Maharishi, there are two verses that describe this beautifully. Master, listen to me. If you want to identify the persons in a masquerade, you set about to discover their nature, habits, and traits, which are now hidden. If, on the other hand, you run about, jump, turn somersaults, climb posts, dance, and fuss about, that will not help you to recognize them. Likewise, self-inquiry alone can directly lead to the knowledge revealed in the Vedas, which only point to Brahman, the Supreme Self, indirectly. Knowledge of the Self cannot be gained just by a study of the Vedas, feeding the hungry, performing austerities, repeating scriptures and mantras, righteous conduct, sacrifices, and so on. These are the two verses from Kaivalya Navanita. That is why Ramana Maharishi says that if one wants to get rid of the miseries of the world and get liberated from bondage, one should inquire within, who am I? Who is the one who is suffering? Who is the one who has bondage? Who is the one who wants to be free from misery? Thus, his profound teaching, powerful guidance is, to inquire, who am I, is the only remedy for all the ills of the world. It is also perfect bliss.